Welcome to the Fearless Beauties Podcast, a space dedicated to shattering beauty standards and celebrating the diversity of the industry. On season 5, we're getting back to our roots with a focus on education on treating melanin-rich skin. We'll be interviewing beauty school owners, entrepreneurs, and instructors as we amplify voices of color, sharing stories of innovation, inspiration, and empowerment. So settle in and get ready to be inspired. Welcome back to Season 5, Episode 6 of the Fearless Beauties Podcast. Today, we're talking with special guest Tashana to find out more about global trends, career development, and important aspects of aesthetics education. I'm your host, Alina Velez.
I'm your co-host, Beatrice Van, also known as B.
And guys, I'm genuinely so excited to talk with Tosh today because, Tosh, you came out to Spectrum a few years ago and you spoke with our students and staff, right? And yeah. I just remember thinking, like, while you were up there presenting, like, man, like, she just speaks with such conviction. And I remember just aspiring to grow into a speaker like you. And so I just want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to be here with us and chat with us.
No, it's truly a privilege to be here and to have these opportunities to reconnect. That was a great experience for me also. So I'm, you know, just so happy to be back.
So Tashana Baker is a licensed esthetician, a beauty industry educator, and founder of SpaWorks, a consultancy dedicated to elevating the spa and wellness industry. With nearly two decades of experience, she has shaped global education and training programs for top-tier beauty brands, bringing her passion for innovation, inclusivity, and professional development to the forefront. Tashana is the director of U.S. Prestige Beauty Events and Education for Revlon and Elizabeth Arden, where she leads impactful education initiatives and brand activations. Additionally, she serves as the executive secretary for the Commission on Massage Therapy Accreditation, an organization that accredits educational institutions and programs in massage therapy, bodywork, aesthetics, and skincare. She's an award-winning author and also a proud contributor to leading spa industry publications and the Aesthetics Fundamentals Curriculum and Textbook by Pivot Point International. Tashana has also made significant strides in promoting diversity and representation as the founder of the Network of Multicultural Spa and Wellness Professionals, further cementing her lasting mark on the industry that she loves. Oh, that's so incredible. You are such a powerhouse, Tosh. Let's go ahead and dive right into the first question. Can you kind of summarize your personal journey, just like in aesthetics and life, and share any like pivotal moments or mentors or experiences that kind of shaped you in your career?
Well, you know, it's been almost 20 years in the industry. And when I think about those pivotal moments, I think it's something that's important to everybody's journey. I think everything was always preparing me for the next thing. I didn't start my career in aesthetics initially. I started the path to journalism, media, communications, and then had a job in insurance and just was very unfulfilled. And I feel like called to do aesthetics because that's something that I had always been interested in. But along my aesthetics journey, I felt like every time I met someone, I was always looking for a light. And people always, you know, through relationships and connection, people always made a path for me. So everything that I've done is just really been led and inspired by the person that was like two steps ahead of me. Mm-hmm. So I've had amazing mentors, friendships, just people that created like a tribe, a sisterhood, because most of them were very powerful women in their own right. And so really for me, it was just always a matter of feeling authentic and comfortable showing up as myself and trusting the journey. And in that journey, people were always planted on my path that kind of were a light to me. And that's why education for me became a way to share my light with others.
Oh, that's great.
That's a beautiful way to kind of shape that journey of like putting people into light and like, and also people giving you that light to shine and continue your journey and your path in the last couple of decades.
Thank you. You guys are a part of that for me.
You've had such a fascinating career, Tosh, and you know, I know you've worked with Pivot Point, which is such a key part of the global beauty education space here and also just nationally, as it's like one of the accredited textbooks that we teach from. And so what was it about their vision and approach that drew you in to collaborate with them? So can you share a little bit of your journey to becoming involved with Pivot Point?
So it's a very interesting thing. You guys ever like not have thought of something and then you hear about it once and then all of a sudden you're hearing about it time and time again? Has that ever happened to you?
It's like when you buy a new car, right? You buy a new car and then all of a sudden you see that same car everywhere. It's like, what?
Yes. It's kind of like you manifested. It's now in your orbit. So now it's everywhere.
Power of attraction. Power of attraction.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's real.
Exactly. And so that same kind of thing happened with me in Pivot Point. I had heard about them once, wasn't familiar with them. And then in a 6-month period of time, I think it was 3 or 4 different times I heard of them again. And then I ended up meeting the woman that was in charge of the process of revising the next edition of the Aesthetics Fundamental textbook. But by that time I met her, I had heard about her or Pivot Point about 3 or 4 different times. So I would say it was destined, but it was a great opportunity when it was presented for me to contribute to something that actually has a lasting impact on the industry. And I always try to think of being intentional and legacy moments, you know what I mean? And so personally, I think education is one of the things that we do it as educators that impact lives, you know, generation after generation. And so the opportunity to contribute, you know, my expertise in that way just seemed like a no-brainer to me, especially since it seemed that it had been manifesting, you know, pretty substantially and strongly over those couple months.
Right. Gosh, that's incredible. A little switch gears, but how did you kind of think up and birth the multicultural spa and wellness professionals?
Well, I think it would be like anything that we do in our industry, where we see a need, we see a problem, and instead of waiting for someone else to bring forth the solution, just trying to do your part where you are to create the solution. And so it would be, you know, so many of us are innovators in our industry, and a lot of times we're not always encouraged to innovate outside of the treatment room or the spa space. But I would encourage anybody, anyone can do it. You keep seeing a need, you keep seeing a challenge, you keep seeing a problem. That's what we call a white space. And then you go in and you fill it and you just trust that who you are, where you are is enough to create whatever change is necessary to fill the space. And so for me, that's what the Network of Multicultural Spa and Wellness Professionals was or is. It's just being a connector, being a supporter, being a resource for people who typically don't know who to trust. On my journey, I found that people were really, they were gatekeepers of information. Like you would go to ask questions, you know, you want to figure out how people do different things. How do they get access to different, you know, pathways in our industry? And I just was met with a lot of gatekeepers and I didn't want to become one, you know, like with each year that you have in a space, you get knowledge, you get experience, you get understanding. And I didn't want to be a gatekeeper. So I wanted to kind of make a more open approach so that people, fellow professionals, regardless of their discipline, could ask the questions. And if I don't know them personally, I believe my success in the industry has been because of the relationships that I have. So if somebody had a question and I didn't know, I was confident enough to say, I don't know, but let me get you help. Let me connect you to somebody who might help, mm-hmm. instead of being that gatekeeper. And so that was really the inspiration. And that continues to be my why. No matter the scale of the network, people see me as a resource and a connector. And so it was just me giving a name and a space and a container for that.
Mm, yes. We need more people like you, right? I think, what is gatekeeping really do for people? You know what I mean? Because really, truly, like there's enough to go around. Like we live in such an abundant just world in general, but the aesthetics industry is booming now more than ever, and there is enough for everybody, so that gatekeeping is out.
I think people, Alina, they unfortunately, through different traumatic experiences, patterns, programmings, and social media, we get so competitive and comparative with our life experiences that you just don't trust people. Mm-hmm. And they have that very fear mindset, that lack and limited mindset. It's all in the mindset, right?
Absolutely.
And like you said, we live in an abundance. We live in an overflow of abundance. Mm-hmm. And that's where I live from. But unfortunately, a lot of people don't live from that space. And so that's why, you know, they feel that they can gatekeep and block other people's blessings.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Switching gears a little bit, talk to us a little bit about what you personally feel is the most important aspect of aesthetics education.
I love that it's never ending. You know, I know that there are a lot of students who, you know, you think it's one path when you get into school, but it's just like living, you know, it's like aesthetics changes with our living experience. Mm-hmm. And so I don't care how many years you've been in the industry. I don't care what way, you know, there are so many different ways to continue to grow and learn and make an impact in this industry. And that's the thing that I love most about it. That in a way, it's as unique as each of our clients that we touch, you know. My career has been very, very unconventional, but it's because I've always been open to doing more and learning more. I'm a perpetual student. I'm a perpetual learner. And that's what I love about what we do. And, you know, if you find something, you know, just learn every aspect of that thing. And then learn the people who need that thing. And then learn, you know, other ways to innovate and you know, create new spaces and new possibilities in that thing. And so that's what lights me up, if you can't tell. I really just feel like we're really unlimited. We're really mm-hmm. unlimited. And the education. I got bitten by the education bug 2 years into my aesthetics career. And I never dreamed the things that I have had the, you know, fortune of living out. But I feel like spirit, creator, God, whoever you're speaking to, believing in, is no respecter of persons. We're all unique. We all have an amazing possibility, an amazing journey. And I think that openness to learn more is what keeps it exciting.
Mm. So good.
Yeah, 100% agree. Like, I think, like, that's my biggest thing is, like, I tell myself and students is, like, be a sponge. You know, there's like learning just never ends, and doing this as long as I've had, like, I was like, I don't know all the answers, and I like things are always evolving, and
yeah,
and there's so many new trends all the time, and so you know, to keep up with it, to keep up with, you know, the younger generations too, you have to learn.
Yeah.
And I hate saying that out loud because that just ages me.
Yeah.
But that's just
me,
you know,
too.
That is the world that we live in, right? And like you mentioned earlier, like the technology and social media, and there's so much access to information these days that you have to stay in trend and know what's in trend to keep up with the people that you're mentoring all the time.
Absolutely. You would render yourself obsolete if you refuse to learn. You know, there's so much changing, and it's changing at the speed of light. And the thing about technology is getting more and more user-friendly and intuitive. So it's not as hard as it once was. You can learn so much more in so much less time these days. So, you know, I could go on about that. I just love learning. I love encouraging education. I love aesthetics education. I love learning every aspect of it.
It's never ending. It is never ending.
Never ending.
A little bit, like kind of like going into a, you know, changing it up a little bit, Tosh, but you know, you are a global expert. So like for your, you know, perspective, like the beauty, as we mentioned, industry is always changing so much, especially with the rise of new technologies and techniques, as we just mentioned just recently. So from your experience, like how have you seen the aesthetic industry evolve on a global level?
Well, it really opened my eyes being able to do global education in aesthetics, because what I realized is one of the things that we take a lot of things for granted in the United States. Mm. We really tie beauty to different values that's not always as the same values driving the behavior globally. And so when you go to different cultures, you see how they value beauty differently. Beauty tends to be more culturally rooted. You know, we're such a melting pot in the United States. So going to different countries and learning from different cultures, you start to understand the origins of some of the things that we learn, but you learn kind of in its more natural state in some regards. The value for education is so different globally, like it's just cherished a little bit more outside of the US. So for me, it just really shifted my perspective. I would encourage any esthetician, aesthetics enthusiast, travel. I mean, any person, I would say it expands your perspective on the world. It expands what's possible for you. It helps you look at the same information that you become very used to in your day to day and start adapting that information to speak to different people on a different level, right? It's not mm-hmm. just a superficial beauty thing. It's so much more deeper in learning people and what drives them, what they value, how they feel their best in the world, how they show up in the world. And so for me, being in a global aesthetic capacity is what expanded my lens in that way. And then there's so many innovations that are happening in other parts of the world that we adapted here in the United States, but it's great to get outside of the United States to see where these things originate and what concepts and values and principles drive those innovations instead of waiting for it to show up here, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
So yeah, there's so much more possibility and innovation. And then I would also say, just from a career trajectory point of view, I would encourage estheticians to get outside of their comfort zone and travel, because there's a lot of opportunities for partnerships, innovations. There's a need for your expertise and your perspective in different parts of the world. And it will limit also people having that whole gatekeeping, competitive, comparative thing that we do. It gets you outside of that box.
That's really great advice.
Thank you.
And, you know, when, you know, you're talking about innovation and, like, you know, as a global expert, what is your perspective on what you're going to see popping up in the future? Like, what do you think's new on the horizon?
So one of the things that's really supported by a lot of the market insights is that, you know, it's a wellness economy. It's not just the aesthetics or beauty of it. It's the wellness aspect of it. People are starting to get back to the mind, body, spirit connection. And so there are a lot of wellness technology innovations that are really addressing more of a, what we would typically say is a holistic approach, nutrition, you know, lifestyle, stress management. Longevity is now the buzz for health and wellness. It's about longevity. We're understanding cellular aging better from a global perspective. That's going to impact how we do aesthetics in the U.S. And then, like, AI is helping us be able to learn, customize, assess, and deliver the most amazing customer experiences because the technology is really able to speak to the person where they are and then show them the progression on the journey that we facilitate for them. So a lot of that has started globally and it's making its way over. But it's really just more of what we already do, but kind of really thinking about it from a more intricate standpoint.
Yeah. Exciting things in the future, I think. You know, AI is exciting to me. It's growing on me a little bit. It scared me at first, but it's growing on me a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like how the internet was when it first came out. So B, there I am aging myself, right? So it's kind of like the internet was. We were afraid of it. And then those of us that jumped in, learned it, you learn to use it to its advantage. And I encourage everyone to do so that we can be on the forefront of it. It's still early. We're still early adopters. But by us participating from a diversity standpoint, we're able to program a lot of these models of AI to have more representation of the intelligence that they pull from, that if we stay scared and we don't participate, then it continues to support some of the unconscious biases and, you know, things that we don't want it to be. So we have the ability to help lead the change instead of being afraid of it.
I love that. That's such a great viewpoint. Tosh, talk to us. Last question here. What's next for you? What's in your future? Do you have anything cool that you're working on that you'd like to share with us? Share with us.
Well, life really just made a shift for me. I had the honor, I would say it now, as to be a cancer warrior, where I beat cancer last year, and I am blessed to be in the glow of remission at this stage in my life. So one of the things I'm focused on is just living fully day to day. But my vision is that I be blessed to get back out and get back at the shows and the conferences, supporting schools through the work that I do with the COMTA, the board that does accreditation. So I have a lot of things in the works. As if you haven't, you know, figured it out, but I always have a lot of hats that I'm, you know, trying on at any given time. Mm-hmm. But really the focus for me is living each day fully instead of waiting for that thing that then makes you have that ultimate realization. Mm-hmm. So for me, I'm living a more forward focus, you know, living fully moment to moment life, because as a survivor, you really want to go from survivor to really thriving in everything that you're having the opportunity to do every day. So, you know, I want to be an example to people to live life fully, stop waiting. And so I have different projects that I'm participating in, nothing I can name at the moment, that do support that wellness lifestyle, more holistic approach to aesthetics, honoring and understanding your energy and your uniqueness as a beautiful being on this earth. Those are the kinds of things that you'll see coming from me very soon.
Yes, and we can't wait. Tosh, we love partnering with you. We got to get you back at Spectrum and maybe Fearless Beauties. We can work something out with you, because
absolutely,
you are just, yeah, thank you for all of your words of wisdom and your time today. Tell the people where they can connect with you on socials.
So if you're interested in joining my community, we are most active on Instagram. The handle is @WeAreNMSWP. That stands for We Are the Network of Multicultural Spa and Wellness Professionals. If you would like to follow my personal journey, I am on all social media outlets at I Am Tashana. That's IAMTOSHIANA. And I would love to connect, just see what's going on in your journey and have you support my journey.
Absolutely. And as always, you guys can find me, Alina, on Instagram at True Skin Lab. Follow us, Fearless Beauties, at Fearless Beauties on Instagram as well. And B?
And you can find me on Instagram at Beauty by B, B-E-A, PDX.
Awesome. Well, it's been real. Thank you again, Tosh. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, ladies. Be well.
You too.